Okay, I will now turn it over to somebody who I've heard and read about before, but me just being a Prairie Boy, I've never really had a chance to meet Clyde Doucette before, but I hear that he's been a long-standing supporter of progressive issues in the city of Ottawa, and I'm quite looking forward to hearing him speak.
Thank you for inviting me to speak this evening. I don't get invited places very often. I don't get invited on boards, or there's no board that's interested in me. In fact, and I'm sort of worried about being here because people who tend to phone me up to speak are Radio-Canada, CBC, when they're getting funding cuts, some noble but losing cause. I'm a little worried that I'm here, but I'll just do my best. And I hope I don't offend anyone. When I say, I kind of like developers. I've always liked them. And I like Windmill. I think they're a great Ottawa company. I think they're in an unfortunate situation right now, which I think they are victims of as much as the descendants of the Algonquin and ourselves as citizens of the city and of the country. And that's the point I'm going to be making this evening. It's not about the quality of development in any way, shape, or form. It's about the quality of our democracy and the quality of the development approval process. I'm sort of known as an anti-development guy in the newspapers and the broader community because I'd always seemed like I was fighting developers. Well, in fact, I wasn't. I was fighting my colleagues on council who wouldn't respect our official plan, who wouldn't respect zoning, who wouldn't respect proper consultation with people around key issues. And that's what I was fighting about. Developers are so connected to the local government process that most media people couldn't make the distinction between a government of the people who is supposed to be there to safeguard public purpose and the developers who are there to make a buck. And, you know, they have to make dollars. They have to make a profit. You can't continue as a developer if you don't make a profit. The trouble is, should you be having somebody who has that terrific responsibility to make a profit making running a consultation process for an axial piece of land that is really, it's not just important to Ottawa, it's important to the entire country. When Justin Trudeau, and it looks like we may have a prime minister who's going to be a little different, saying that there's nothing more important than getting right our relationship with the Aboriginal people, that's where we have to start. And he's right. You can't start a country with injustice. You have to start a country with justice and respect, and I think Mr. Trudeau is showing some good signs. I mean, the fact that he's actually got a proportional committee that's representing this Parliament of Canada proportionally and not dominated by his party, I think was an extraordinary move. And I think I'm hopeful that we will see more extraordinary, exceptional moves from him. Not a Liberal, but that's what I'm seeing right now. Now let's talk a bit about the development process in Ottawa. Ottawa is a developer's town. I remember being in a game, 67's game, and I was just a private citizen as I am now, and there's a bunch of developers behind me. And one developer said, "You know, Ottawa is even better than Mississauga. You can get in there, you want." And I thought, "Wow, that was interesting." But I was just a hockey game, and it went out of my head. It came back a little later. It was at Lansdowne. And I think that's another reason why I'm probably here. I fought the privatization of Lansdowne as hard as I could for as long as I could. And I think Lansdowne was much like Show Your Faults. It was a piece of land that could have been our central park, that could have been given Ottawa a green heart. Instead, we gave Ottawa another shopping center. And when that process came about, I remember listening to one of the developers say to our general manager at City General was saying, "I don't think we can do this. It's just too old. That park was in there since 1868. It's not as old as the Chartier Falls area, but 1868, one of the very first public pieces of land in city. And it was like it had fallen on bad times. The city had in its wisdom had paved over a great deal of it in the last 20 years, but it goes back 150 years. And I saw this as an axial moment in which not just that park, but who was running the city was going to be determined. And it was very clear after fighting for years, both on the street and in the courts, that developers are running this town. Now, I was probably naive and a very young man and didn't understand the way the world worked. Well, the way the world works is for 150 years, Ottawa's had mayors. There's only been one mayor in 150 years that hasn't been supported by a developer. Marion Dewar. That was the only one. She got caught. Now, what does this all say? What does this all say for show your faults? What this all says is we have a development process that is incapable of producing the consensus and the vision around an axial piece of territory. Cannot do it. So one message I would like to take out for you to take away from my little discourse this evening is do not go after windmill. Do not go after windmill. That's pointless. They are simply cogs in the wheel. What you have to go after is the development approval system. It will never deliver anything else but condos on those territories. That's all it will deliver. It's basically the OMB and the entire planning is developed basically to solve neighborhood issues about the height of buildings. Roosevelt Avenue is a good example. It is actually one building that they succeeded. I think about 2% of all things that go before the OMB get people actually win. And actually, Roosevelt was one of the 2% or 3%. It's extraordinary. And it was just basically a building height, building mass issue. Well, Manzon Park, Mooney's Bay, Chaudière Falls are not about building heights. They're about a vision of the kind of country we want and the kind of city we want, especially Chaudière Falls, but all those places. Right now, there probably where there's not more people here tonight, there's a demonstration in Mooney's Bay protesting the privatization of part of Mooney's Bay Park, which I would have loved to have been at. It's a knock-on from the privatization of Lansdowne Park. And there will be many knock-ons from the privatization of the Chaudière Falls. Many, many knock-ons. And it won't be just Ottawa. It will be right across the country. So, what do we do? What do we do? Well, what we do is, I think, we have to say to Monsieur Trudeau and his friends on Parliament Hill that this is an issue where we want you to take charge. We want to see a Justice Berger type of inquiry and consensus and visioning for that area. We want, and who knows, at the end of the day, maybe Windmiller will win and come in to do whatever that vision happens to be. But that vision has to come out from an independent, people-driven story, not out of any developer's desire for a development. That's where it has to come from. And if you don't do that, you will lose. You will lose because the system is set up for you to lose. It will frame Chaudière Falls around the Planning Act, around zoning, yada yada, and you will lose. So you have to step back and you can say, God bless you, Windmill. We want a different process. We want to have a process that includes, that begins the discussion of what happens with Chaudière Falls in the land claims discussion for all of Ontario, for all of the Algonquin area. I find it slightly sickening to hear a politician stand up there in front of the party and say, we're standing on unceded Algonquin territory. And at the same time, we're taking what should be the first piece in that discussion and ceding it without even having that broader discussion. And it's a complex one. You see the communities are divided. Lansdowne was complex. People were strongly divided. They did the same thing with Lansdowne. They took an international, competitive, consultative process, trashed it, and gave it away. And so what can you get out of that? You can't get anything else but agony. That place will become a park when my grandchildren are grown up. They'll tear down all those buildings because they're not going to work. It'll go back to what it was. Well, we don't want to have to tear down the buildings in Chaudière Falls. We want whatever happens in Chaudière Falls to be the right thing from the start. And the only way it can become the right thing is by including all the voices in a fair and uncomplicated way. Come in, let's get a circle together, and let's talk, not just in the city, but across the country. Let the Chaudière Falls be the start of a discussion about what you do about unceded territory, because there's a lot more than just this little chunk of land. And then we have a chance to build a more just Canada, a better future for Canada, and a better city for us.